Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, your word is abundant with your truth. And we know that by studying your word, we learn more about you and your son, Jesus, your plan of salvation for mankind, Lord, and that you want to lead us by your Holy Spirit into all truth. And I pray that you would do so today as we study once again your wonderful book of Esther. We give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Esther's Fast, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 4 and verse 16. The tension is mounting as Esther has been charged by her older cousin Mordecai to appear before King Ahasuerus in an attempt to save her people, the Jews. Although there is a great risk to her personal life, Mordecai has let her know that perhaps she has been chosen for such a time as this. In chapter 4 and verse 16 of the book of Esther, we read Esther's final message to Mordecai before she goes in to the king. We read, "Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." The verse begins, "Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day." Esther calls for a fast throughout Shushan. Her idea is that they should not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. It's interesting that she realizes that she must not attempt this potentially life-threatening move without others backing her with a spiritual practice. She knows that she needs the help of God, and she is willing to risk everything for this special calling. She only desires that others be with her in this venture. The verse goes on to say, "I also and my maidens will fast likewise." This is not a desire that Esther wishes upon everyone else and not herself. She knows it is a we thing and not just for others. She includes herself and her maidens in the spiritual practice of fasting. The seriousness of what she is about to undertake requires not only the commitment of others, but also of herself. Finally, we read, "And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish." Esther realizes how significant this move will be in her life. It could actually cost her life, and the risk is monumental for her. However, her resolve is to go in unto the king regardless of the law that is given that those who appear uninvited will be killed. She is willing to take the chance that the king will hold out his scepter to her and spare her life. Yet she does not know for sure that he will. Her resolve is, "If I perish, I perish." Regardless of the outcome, which would eventually cost her life anyway, she was going to go in before the king. As we consider this verse today, we might ask ourselves, when was the last time that something was so important to us that we called for a fast concerning it? A fast is simply the denial of fleshly desires such as eating and drinking so that spiritual matters take priority. There are many examples of fasting throughout the Bible, and Jesus himself spoke of fasting. However, do we ever fast about anything? Also, is there a venue in our lives whereby we might do as Esther did and risk it all? Are we willing to put our lives on the line to save others? May the Lord Jesus lead us to walk in his will in such a manner that obedience to him will take priority over every preservation of life we appraise as important to us. Next time, we will see how Mordecai responded to Esther's request. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.